This is Free Talk Live, hour number two of Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition here for you all across the country and online at freetalklive.com, the website where the features are all free, the archives are free, everything there is free for you, freetalklive.com. Give us a call. The SACL CAI line is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. I am Gardner.
And I'm Julia.
And we are filling in for Ian and Mark tonight. Honored and very happy to be doing so with you, members of the virtual think tank out in the airwaves. Good to have you here, everybody. Hour number one is under our belts, as the proverbial rhetoric might go, and we have a lot more to discuss. We opened the program talking about a corrupt official in New York supposedly out there to take care of people's safety for cranes, when in fact he was taking bribes and was not really inspecting the cranes. But that's the sort of thing that you can expect from government, and you're not going to get the kind of response that you would get in the private marketplace.
I think that the important thing to note here is that these people have sovereign immunity. In the article, it says that their names will not be released.
That's right.
You think that if this was Jack in the Box, that the their names wouldn't be released?
Excellent point. The whole idea of sovereign immunity of the
state is so
bad.
These people are not held responsible for ruining lives.
I don't know what you think, Julia, but I've held for a long time, if we're going to operate under a state entity, which I wish we would not, because addressability is reduced, responsiveness is reduced, the people in government have perverse incentives to do things that...
And not all of them, but it's
want.
A system that encourages
exactly.
and allows this sort of behavior.
Right. I would like to see all politicians and all bureaucrats to be held liable for any mistakes they make, all politicians to be held liable for any of the laws that they passed in order to create the bureaucracies that they created, and I'd like to see anyone who voted for those people to be held liable as well. So you could sue for damages and go to a tort claim against all those people.
If we're going to have politicians, these are supposed to be public servants, right? Shouldn't they be held to a higher standard than the rest of us? How come they get special treatment?
That's an excellent point. You know, there are a couple points that were brought up a little bit earlier, and I do want to make sure that we get to them, and we'll get right to your calls. 800-259-9231 is how you reach us, the SACL CAI line. And we did have a call that we're going to address this in just a minute, but let's get right back to the phones and the fun. Frank is on the line. Frank is calling. Where's Frank calling from, by the way? Where's Frank
Florida.
Calling from? Florida. Excellent. Boy, we got a lot from Florida. Frank, welcome to Free Talk Live. How you doing, buddy?
Yes, very good. I was going to say that government, of course, is the real monopolist.
You got it.
The purpose of government is to protect monopolies and to stifle competition. The my understanding of the American Disabilities Act, Hilton and the major hotel chains decided to put the medium and small competitors out of business. So they invested over the years in friendly atmospheres for handicapped people. Then they wrote the law requiring high investments, which they had already made, to help handicapped people. They got the government to pass the law, and they put their smaller competitors at a great disadvantage by doing that.
Well, you know, you bring up an excellent point. In fact, Stephen Moore explained about cap and trade recently in the Wall Street Journal. Stephen Moore, of course, a very strong free marketeer, was explaining how there are all sorts of businesses out there that were pushing for the Warner-Lieberman bill that just died yesterday, I believe, in the Senate. And those were very large corporations that knew that they had already instituted all sorts of green technologies in, mm-hmm. in their programs, in the way they operate, but they were going to be able to make money or suppress competition because the competition, the smaller guys within the margins, would not be able to afford it. You're absolutely right. And, you know, let's talk a little bit about monopoly. A lot of people look at monopolies and they think, oh, this is evil, this is terrible. For example, we saw the lawsuit against Microsoft back in the late 90s where Janet Reno, of all people, the woman who claimed responsibility for the death of 76 people in Waco, Texas, burned alive or crushed or smothered. She said that Microsoft's practices in bundling its Windows Media Player with its operating system were not only anti-competitive, it's the definition of competition to introduce better things for the customers, hello, but she also said they were anti-American. That takes a lot of guts coming from a person like her.
I'll tell you what's anti-American and anti-competitive, the federal government.
Yes, that's exactly right. Boy, I'm so glad that you brought that up, Frank, because your mention of it, I think, could have gone completely missing tonight in our conversation on things. And it's so important for people to remember, the only companies that are not protected from other people trying to enter the marketplace are those companies that are protected by business or the protected by government, or those that are created by the governments themselves. Thank you very much for the call, Frank. I really appreciate you calling in from Florida. And another point, Julia, that needs to be brought up. Just because a company becomes dominant in the marketplace, as we were discussing with some of the big radio hosts who are out there, we had a conversation last night. Someone called in who said that he thought that the rich should be made to pay more. And I said, look, just because somebody has become rich, and you brought it up, doesn't mean that he's evil. In fact, what it shows is that he's been able to please consumers a lot.
The claim that the guy made, I believe, was $40 million. Rush Limbaugh would not have $40 million if he didn't please people, because nobody would give him money if they didn't like what he was doing.
It's a voluntary thing. Let's look at it this way, and I'll go back to what we discussed yesterday. In what human attribute has brought about the greatest increase in the standard of living in human history? What on earth has brought about better livelihoods, better standards of living for all people who can have an opportunity to enjoy the fruits of that? Human ingenuity. That is, human minds unfettered and allowed to work with other people in a voluntary way. That one attribute, human ingenuity, has brought about the greatest changes in human history. And, of course, what has brought about the most destruction, the greatest theft, the most repression, the most regulation, the most redistribution of wealth? What has done it? Government. That one construct of man has been the most destructive construct ever created by mankind. And you see it in, for example, the suit against Microsoft. How much money did they have to spend defending themselves when they could have been producing more things to do what? Please the customer. This happens all the time. We talked about licensing before. The people who fight the licensing rules, they could be very busy doing other things. Doing what? Pleasing the customer. And instead, politicians who don't want to go in and compete against these people to offer the alternative that they want.
Or friends of politicians who pay them off.
Yeah, we've got the payday loan industry in the United States. I mentioned it yesterday. The magazine The Free Man on the cover from the Foundation for Economic Education has an article about how the payday loan industry all around the country is being attacked, just like interior designers are being attacked. Why? Because politicians don't like the rates that the payday loan industry charges people. It's not as if the payday loan people are going out and kidnapping people and tying them up with very thick ropes and forcing them to have to take payday loans. People voluntarily take them because they have an incentive to do so. It betters their lives. They've had zero complaints in the state of New Hampshire, and yet the government of New Hampshire just passed a law to tell them that they have to charge rates that cannot go above X amount.
Well, we need to protect the poor people.
And, of course, what's going to happen? They can't do business. Health care. Here's a great example. Everybody says that health care is broken in this country.
Well, and it is, but
it is
not
because
for the reasons
government.
That, yes.
Exactly. You go back in the history of the United States and you look at what happened when government got involved in basically first in regulating business, which gave businesses an incentive. What happened when Roosevelt was president? He put wage and price controls on businesses. They had to find another route to try to attract good customers, because just like good employees, because just like employees need to work, the employers need good employees. So they offered them insurance packages and health care coverage. Then in the 1970s, the early 70s, Ted Kennedy got a bill passed for large employers. They were able to get tax write-offs if they got insurance for their employees. Well, that warps the marketplace, because people then see, well, I could buy insurance myself, but I can't write it off my taxes. Or I could take insurance from my employer. I'll get insurance from my employer. Now we have the government saying, here in New Hampshire, insurance companies have to cover bariatric surgery. They can't charge smokers more. It's absolutely ridiculous. I tell government people one thing. You don't like it? Why don't you start a business and do what you want all these people to do? Do it yourself. Don't force people.
Yep.
We'll be back with more. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light, self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements, purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, where you control the airwaves and you control the conversation. You do so by calling the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. This is Guard.
And this is Julia.
Otherwise known as Ian and Mark. It's good to have you here. And, yes, we've had some surgery, so we're taking care of. Ian and Mark are not here tonight. And I, Guard, and she,
Julia,
the lovely and talented and highly intelligent Julia, are filling in for those very lovely and highly intelligent and talented boys as well. Hey, got some information for you about some of the most talented people I know in business. The folks at SACL CAI, the people who help Free Talk Live come to you with the voice of freedom. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients as well. It's SACL, SACALCAI.com. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live, and SACL definitely does so. And, folks, if you are coming to Pork Fest here in New Hampshire, starting up in just a few short days, everyone is going to be gathering. I'll be there probably Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday evening, and Saturday all day hosting a bunch of panel discussions, things like that.
Be there or be square.
Yep.
You don't want to be
Free
square,
Talk Live
do you?
Will be broadcasting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they will definitely not be square.
No.
But I heard from Huey Lewis that it's hip to be square. I don't know. And Diva once said that they were through being cool, baby. Oh, yeah. So it's going to be great. Check it out. Head on over to SACLCAI.com. Find out what they do. And recommend it if you're not in the fields of banking or medicine or some field that really needs to handle their collections. Recommend them to a friend who might be in that industry, because SACL CAI, they do great work and they defend freedom. Okay, let's get right back to the phones and the fun. You control the conversation, and let's get to the calls. Let's go. Oh, wow, we've got Oklahoma on the line. Jim is on the line in Oklahoma. Oh, John. Hey, John, welcome to the program. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you very much. Yeah, hey. Thank you very much. I'd like to make a comment on about three different subjects. Number one, I heard Glenn Beck interview the libertarian candidate, right, Bob Barr, the day after the Libertarian Convention. And I was really excited. He's the only candidate I know of that I can truly get behind with any enthusiasm. I'd like to see him link up with Ron Paul as his vice presidential candidate. And I guarantee I'll jump out there and support him every way I can, including door-to-door, circulations, whatever they need in the way of publication, distribution. Also, there's a website known as the Morgan Quitno Press. Morgan and Quitno, Quitno, one word,
yeah.
Press.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a website called morganquitno.com. And they rate cities and states for livability on an annual basis. And ever since, and beginning with 2004 until through 2008, New Hampshire has been rated as number one in the nation on 44 different factors. You might want to pull that website up and maybe even print out the New Hampshire ratings. They'll even give you city breakdowns as well on major cities in New Hampshire in case people on the air calling in wish to know more about the free state campaign you have going, because New Hampshire is unbelievable that one state would have its ratings number one for that many years in a row.
Yeah, well, thank you for the
point.
Info. Yeah.
Neither Hillary Clinton nor Obama could possibly get a security clearance. We've heard a lot lately about Obama's close long-term relationships with terrorists, with North American or American hating ministers. And people who essentially are have very shady dealings, criminal activity. This man plus Hillary. By the way, Hillary, when she was in the White House as Clinton's wife, but in no official capacity, she wanted to be sitting in on high security intelligence briefings, and they would not let her because they told Bill Clinton that she could not possibly pass a clearance. Therefore, I believe in the future that we should not allow anyone to run for high public office who cannot pass a security clearance at whatsoever, because these people are all security risks. We've seen numerous senators who have leaked information beneficial to our enemies abroad just for their own political gain. And I really think that we need to stop allowing just anybody off the street to go in and campaign for their own candidacy.
Yeah, John, a lot to think about there. A question that comes to mind, though, is you mentioned Bob Barr first off, and that's actually something Julie and I discussed before the program, and it's a very large topic we wanted to discuss, and it's very, very meaty with a lot of very interesting nuances to it. One of the things I wanted to ask you, John, is Prior to deciding that you thought Bob Barr looked like a really good candidate, and of course you acknowledged also your affinity for the moves by Ron Paul recently, who's done such a wonderful job in promoting freedom, would you have identified yourself as an independent voter, a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
An independent conservative.
Mm-hmm. And the Bob Barr subject, just to give you the heads up, is really one which is a very contentious subject. So we're going to start off with that one and let you sort of weigh in on this, and then we'll move on to the other topics.
Well, I tell you, I'm on a limited cell phone, which charged me by the minute. I'd rather listen on the air if you don't mind.
You got it, John, and thank you very much for the call.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You give us such a great topic to discuss. He's obviously listening at 960 AM KGWA in Oklahoma. So thanks very much, John. You know, Julia, you and I have been involved with libertarianism, I for a little bit longer, but we're pretty hardcore believers in individual liberty, in the precept of the Libertarian Party on which it was founded, which is the non-aggression idea, the idea that you should not be initiating force. The folks who are in the Libertarian Party are sort of broken right now. They're split over the Bob Barr thing. And what has happened is the Libertarian Party, which was originally formed, I'm told, as an intellectual, sort of an intellectual movement, but was given the term party, like a political party, is now seeing some problems. Because by attracting more people who feel very disenfranchised from the Republican ranks and are more conservative, they have gone with Bob Barr, a former Republican congressman from Georgia, very conservative guy who in the past has supported a number of things, including the drug war, the Defense of Marriage Act, and the Patriot Act, that some of which he has now disavowed himself from, but they trouble many libertarians. It's very interesting, though. You hear a man like this, Julia, and you hear him say, you know, listen to what he had to say. Bob Barr was on with Glenn Beck last night on CNN, and I'd say about 8 out of the 10 things that he said were great. And this is one of the questions I have for many of the libertarians out there. Can you bring yourself to vote for Bob Barr, knowing that, say, he won't stop the drug war, knowing that in some cases he would be interventionist in some foreign policy issues? That in some areas he would not stick to the Constitution, for example, on abortion and things like that. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. I want to get everybody's opinion. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal, and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
My cracked heels were always my nemesis. All my life, I've had dry heels and rough, thickened skin on the soles and sides of my feet. Then my podiatrist told me about Calyx ointment. I am amazed how fast and efficient this product is at softening the hard spots. Since using Calyx, the split and cracked skin on my heels is gone, leaving them smooth and healthy looking. I'm so grateful and no longer embarrassed in sandals. If you have dry, cracked feet, I recommend Calyx ointment. You'll find it in the foot care section at drugstores, mass retailers, and supercenters.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Continuing on Free Talk Live, you control the conversation and you control the airwaves. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm Gard.
And I'm Julia.
And that being Gardner Goldsmith, of course, now called Gardner Garfunkel on the Free Talk Live BBS. I think that's kind of cute. And I just want to give a little plug-in. I hope people will check out LibertyConspiracy.com. If you want to know anything about our New Hampshire radio program, my New Hampshire programs, just check it out. I hope you have a good time. Let's get back to the phones and the fun. But before we do so, Julia, we left off previously on the program. We left off talking a little bit about Bob Barr. A caller just called in from Oklahoma, John, and thank you very much for the call, John. Talking about how impressed he was hearing Bob Barr with Glenn Beck, national radio host, I think number two or number three in the country. He was on last night on CNN Headline News on Beck's program, and he sounded great about many, many things. But I know, and I'm very frustrated with what happened at the Libertarian Party convention. There were some very, very strong, true, consistent, ideologically libertarian people who had the opportunity to get this, but they didn't. And I have a lot of mixed feelings about it because I know people in the very strong conservative ranks who were pushing for Bob Barr to get the nomination. They feel very, very alone in the Republican Party. And I think a lot of people can be attracted to the Libertarian Party. Bob Barr is going to get a lot of attention from disenfranchised people who were Republicans and are now very frustrated by John McCain. There is coming a time when people are going to start leaving the Republican Party. Where do they go? I think a lot of these people are calculating, let's try to get them to go to the Libertarian Party. But what does that mean? Because the Libertarian Party for a long time has been, for the past 4 years or so, they have been working to sort of water down some of their planks. They have become less ideological, more political, trying to include more people who might, oh, say, like Bob Barr, have things like the late-term abortions ban or partial birth abortions ban, clearly not a federal issue. It's not a federal issue. But he was in favor of that, and he still is in favor of that.
I think what bothers me about Bob Barr is with Ron Paul, his voting record, I mean, you see that he votes constantly against the war on drugs, against the war in Iraq, which even Hillary Clinton didn't do.
Absolutely. But with peace advocate himself.
With Bob Barr, He voted against all kinds of awful bills, and as I understand it, he might be okay on the marijuana issue, but he's still for the illegalization of harder drugs.
Absolutely. So he'd still be fighting the drug war. He'd still be taking my money to do something that has nothing to do with protecting me. It's not a federal issue. It breaches the Constitution. And, you know, just to keep these guys honest, he swears an oath to uphold the Constitution. It's really not that tough. It's not a matter of interpretation to say whether or not the drug war is constitutional or not. It's clearly not. Everybody knows it's not. But these people keep it up because they don't want to be seen as pro-drug. How about pro-Constitution if that's the office for which you're running?
You're not pro-drug. You don't do drugs.
Right.
But you don't have to do drugs to be against the insane.
Exactly.
A war on drugs,
and
which
not,
wastes billions
exactly.
of dollars.
I'm not pro
dollars.
Abortion. I'm not pro late term abortion or partial birth abortion. But a federal ban on partial birth abortions is inappropriate.
It's
a state issue. The definition of capital murder is a state issue. That's what it's supposed to be. Now, if you look strictly at the 14th Amendment, the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment allows for lawsuits to be brought to say that the laws aren't protecting people equally, if you want to consider that baby or fetus a human being. But that's a debate of a different issue. Let's get right back to the phones and the fun. Let's go to Jim in Mississippi, wants to talk to us. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Welcome. You're with Julian Gardner.
Well, thank you very much. I'll start off by saying I would have no problem voting for Bob Barr, and I'm a conservative Republican.
Okay, now how do you feel about our analysis of this? And I know there are other things you want to discuss too, Jim. But, you know, I, like I said, I have mixed feelings about it. I know many libertarians are very, very upset by seeing an entrance by someone that they don't see as consistently libertarian. But I said, you know, what about the fact that he could be making some great arguments and getting a lot of attention? And they'll say, well, is it worth it, Gard? Is it worth it to do that? How do you feel about it if you're coming from the other perspective, maybe a disenfranchised conservative?
Well, the way I look at a lot of the issues on the libertarian side is that, you know, too often you put too strong a litmus test on the people. One or two of the issues, which I agree with you on, you know, theoretically, but practically, I do not.
Okay, well, let me just ask you a couple questions then, Jim. And this, I'm going to start delving into some constitutional areas. Is the Constitution both an ideological and a practical document? I think you would agree probably yes, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the practical, the ideological is actually put into practice by the Constitution. So I'm accused many times of being too doctrinaire on the Constitution. And I don't even think the Constitution goes far enough, as I said. But I believe that if these guys are putting themselves up to election, they ought to be able to answer questions about the Constitution. And I would wonder about a guy like Bob Barr. I'd love to ask you your thoughts, Jim. Do you think that, say, the war on drugs is unconstitutional? And if it is, I think it is it a factor that you would consider to be very, very important among all the other issues when you consider voting for someone?
Well, I agree with you. It is unconstitutional, but there are a lot of things that are getting by today.
Okay, okay.
So in a practical sense, I think we do have to have some control over our borders and some control over, you know, what is sold to our youth and things like that.
Okay, right on. And other topics, you wanted to bring up a couple other things, Jim. I know you want to talk about government in general.
I'm very much a businessman, a business person, and I work for small business. I work for international corporations.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing that both of the candidates for president, now that Hillary Clinton is out, neither one of them seem to have any idea how to run a business. Or what a business does. And now that we have the economy headed towards a downturn, and I feel like it's going to be much worse than most people think.
I agree.
I've never been one to be a pessimist, but I am now. Barack Obama brought up the fact that here in America we're 3% of the world's population and use 25% of the energy.
Oh, an interjection there, my friend. One of the things that they always miss, and you might even be going in this direction, is they don't tell you how much of the world's material is produced with that energy. They don't say, by the way, we use X amount of the world's energy, but they then don't move on and say, and with that we produce X plus amount of the world's goods.
I agree 100% with what you're saying there, because They just pick whatever they want to make it sound like we're unfair as Americans, not that we are very much a producer of goods.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
All right, so the thing that I am looking at is that when the business, especially small business, which a lot of small businesses are, you know, teetering on bankruptcy, and most people have heard that 50% go out of business in the first 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that the Democrats look at business in a evil sense, whenever we have a bad economy, they're not going to do anything to help it. They're going to pass laws and regulations that cause the business people to have to spend more time filling out forms and worrying about different things that it's going to cost them time instead of how to run their business and make a profit.
And, you know, the market economy, my friend, is self-regulating. That's one of the key things about it. People working for their own self-interest will come up with incentives and disincentives to get businesses to change, or they will change their own behavior if they're in business to cater to the marketplace. The government doesn't cater to any marketplace except that which helps government, and that is completely contrary to helping people in the marketplace. Hey, my friend, thank you very much for the call. I very much appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I was just going to say that Mary Ruart has an excellent term that I really like. She calls it the market ecosystem.
Yes. She's great. Mary Ruart. She could have been
a
libertarian candidate.
She would have made a great libertarian president.
I would have loved to have seen her. Boy, that would have been great. But, hey, we'll talk a little bit more about the Bob Barr thing. Immigration. It was brought up by a last caller. Immigration is one of the issues that he finds is of great concern. Bob Barr, very strong in immigration. Ron Paul, also strong in immigration. This is one of the areas where I happen to disagree with them. It happens to be economic and constitutional, although Ron Paul and I agree that more immigration is helpful. More calls on the way. Free Talk Live.
Your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extra today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, where you control the airwaves by calling 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, across the United States on air and at freetalklive.com, where you can find the archives, the BBS with thousands of entries,
the Shrine
Wiki,
of Female Listeners,
and the Magnificent Shrine of Female Listeners. Let's tell you a little bit about this. These are women who have been validated as big fans and ideological compadres of Free Talk Live. And I want to compliment those people for not only having the guts to defend freedom, but also to show their faces and show people that they're out there. And we'd really love to be able to meet all you and just head on over to
Come
Shrine.
To Porkfest.
Yeah, Porkfest would be great. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And I'm Gardner.
And I'm Julia.
And we're ready to talk to you. 800-259-9231 is how you reach us. A couple final comments, and then we'll get into immigration next hour. Let's get back to the phones and the fun. Mark is on the line. He's been waiting in Tampa. Hey, Mark, thank you for the call. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Mark, you're on, my friend.
Oh, my name's Vince. I'm from Indianapolis.
Oh, hey, no problem. Thank you very much for the call, Jim. How are you?
Okay, listen, I got something, because you guys have been talking about freedom here and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I ran across an article here where this gentleman who was a truck driver from Pennsylvania was killed in a rock-throwing incident from an interstate overpass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this judge, an administrative law judge, in 2005, sentenced this man, Robert Roberts, to 10 years in prison after pleading guilty to overpass mischief.
Overpass mischief.
And then in April 2007, this judge again ordered Roberts' release to home detention for 2 years, followed by 4 years on probation and 320 hours of community service.
Well, you know, government-appointed bureaucrats, even the ones who wear the black robes, in many cases, especially those, my friend, are just not open to competition. They're not like private arbiters. People can't decide to withhold their money from them for their salaries. It's very difficult to get them out of there. The bars in each state are often very closed houses where people help each other out and they try to protect each other. And in my opinion, if you had voluntary societies, those societies would interact with each other through very, very well organically created, spontaneously created judicial systems that would have to have good reputations, and they would have to cater to the consumers in some way. I don't understand why people don't recognize that private justice, private societies would recognize the individual rights of those living in them, and smaller societies would interact with others. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to engage in free commerce with them. I don't know if you go as far as I do, my friend, but when I see examples like this, it immediately makes me think, why do we have to have government involved with justice? I don't understand it. Again, it just insulates people from competition, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think that, you know, because this is one of the things we keep pointing up, you know, I've got to point up people in the Libertarian Party themselves here that this is how we're losing our freedoms, because they don't, the victims of a crime do not have a, really an actual say. And I disagree with this Thurgood Marshall, who was former Supreme Court justice, who thought victims, I mean, I'm not, the victims' rights and, you know, in victim's state is being made in courts of law should not be allowed, because he said it'd be leading to the evisceration of constitutional freedoms for the defendants.
Well, it seems to me, my friend, you know, it seems to me that striking the balance is virtually impossible inside the government paradigm, because you're always going to have some people saying, no, you're leaning too far towards victims' rights. You're not open enough to the rights of the accused. You're leaning too far to the rights of the accused. You know, we've been brought up under this government idea that we have to go to the government for some sort of arbitration over our wrongs. You know, when I grew up, if we had a problem with our friends, we solved the problems ourselves. And you know what? If people didn't play fairly with us, we didn't associate with them. That's the sort of thing I think we should see more in the future.
Personal responsibility?
Personal responsibility and exclusion from communication, because you can ostracize someone.
But I want to say that Andre Moreau, back in 1992, and Dick Body, who was his vice presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party, you know, stressed that, you know, we had to start holding people more accountable for their actions, because he didn't favor the no-fault insurance and things like this, you know, because we're just absolving people of their responsibilities, like Julius said there.
Yeah. Right, listen, great call. I really appreciate you being in the audience, especially filling in for Mark and Ian tonight. Knowing there are such great callers out there is a real boon to me tonight. Thank you very much for the call.
Thank you very much, Al.
It really makes our job just so much easier.
It does. Yes, it, definitely. Thank you. Stay tuned in. 800-259-9231 is the way to reach us. I'm Gardner, and she is
Julia,
the awesome Julia. And we're not sure whether Mark in Tampa is still with us. Let's try it one more time, see if we can bring Mark up in Tampa. Mark, are you there on Free Talk Live? Okay, then we'll move on to, oh, great, we've got Gene, the Christian Anarchist, on the line, on the AMP line. We'll tell you a little bit more about the AMP line soon. Gene, welcome to the program. It's the first time I've had the opportunity to introduce you. How are you, sir?
Well, hi, guys. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you, too.
A couple of points I'd like to make, one about Bilderbergers and one about the fiction government.
But, yes.
I'm going to start with an example. You ever watch Seinfeld?
Seinfeld. Who are these people? I feel like Seinfeld. Absolutely.
I love Seinfeld.
Yeah, it's funny.
Anyway, there was one episode where George got caught cheating. And Jerry said to him, well, why did you cheat? And George comes back with the great line. He says, because I'm a cheater. So the Bilderbergers have been lying about their existence for over 50 years. They've constantly said that, oh, there's no such thing as Bilderberg. You're in that case if you believe that they even exist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, because of all the coverage, they've had to come out and make a press release of all things.
The Internet has been very successful in sort of getting information out there.
First year they've ever had to do a press release. So now, of course, in their press release, they say, yeah, we're a private organization and we meet and we're big, powerful people, but we don't really do anything while we're meeting.
Mm.
Okay, so just keep in mind when George said, because I'm a cheater, these guys are liars. So there's no reason to believe their press release. There's a lot of reason to just disbelieve it for the sake of this, because of their history.
Gene, let me ask you something. You know, I've been on the program a great deal, and I don't know one way or the other about conspiracy things. I do know that politicians have their own incentives to make government grow, to continue issuing new proposals for bills that attenuate my liberty or restrict the freedom of my neighbor or take his or her property away from him through taxation or regulation. Do you put much stock into the sort of conspiracy theories that the Bilderberger Group is not only intent on having one world government, but that they have had great success in moving forward their agenda on their own? I think it's just sort of a natural outgrowth of people accepting government in the first place.
Well, of course, we're going to get into in a minute, I hope, the fact that government is fiction. But the Bilderbergers are not fiction because they're actual real people. And so you always have to boil it down to the real people. And the real people themselves who meet at Bilderberger, and they are, of course, meeting this weekend, which is why we're it's a hot topic
right
now.
Oh, man, they didn't call. I can't believe I'm – jeez, man.
Yes, they're meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, right across from Washington, D.C. And when Barack lost his entourage yesterday, I believe it was, he sent them all off on a jet plane without their knowledge that he would not be accompanying them, and apparently he had some kind of a secret meeting with Hillary, and rumor has it it was with the Bilderberg Group, but we don't know that, of course, because we don't have any real evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But the real people do exist, and the real people are constantly trying to affect my freedom and your freedom by passing bills in a fictitious government that gives them advantages over the little guys like you and me. So, yes, absolutely, they are trying to get their agenda passed and get their agenda put forward, which benefits them. Surprise, surprise.
All right, Gene, let's head over to that other topic, which I think is a fascinating one. Fiction, government. I agree with you. Yes, tell us more about this. I think we're on the same page.
And this is kind of because I keep hearing you guys talk about the government did this.
Yes, true.
The government did that.
Right.
And what we need to start realizing is since government is a fiction, government never does anything. It never feels anything. It never hears anything. It never says anything. Government is a fiction. But there are real people that hear things, say things, feel things, and do things. So we need to narrow it down when we're talking about somebody getting their rights violated. Don't say it's by the government, but point to the person who violated that right. If it's a legislation, if it's some bills that were passed, then there were congressmen responsible for violating that right.
Accountability. I like that.
Accountability. It's somebody's at the bottom line. The buck has to stop somewhere.
Call them for what they are. Gene, you're a good man. Thank you very much for getting us in this last part of this hour. We've got one more hour on the way. Hour number three coming up of Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.